Thank you, Amy. Margaret.
Yeah, I would like to remind the board that the time frame that we have here, and hopefully we're not going to get bogged down not really allowing us to get the work done within the time frame that we've done. I think that looking at the makeup of Los Angeles and other things that Julie and Bill really did put in a lot of work and put in a lot of research. And I think that, you know, we really should move forward with the proposal, considering the number of things that people have raised here today. And I would like to ask and suggest to Bill and Julie and see how you and others feel about it, because I think that we should expand the numbers. I do think that the Native American, as well as, I'll say Middle Eastern in quotes, because some people do find that offensive, but just for the, you know, for everyone here to know exactly what we're talking about, should also be included in it. And I'm concerned that when we look at the breakdown of numbers, that we then not fall into, well, how do you determine that there's three, three, and three, but then one Native American? You know what I mean? So I think, so I just wanted to get some feedback from Bill and Julie about that. But in terms of artists and religious background and all that sort of thing, I think that people will consider all of that, the gay, trans, bi, the youth, etc., because many, I mean, all of us are in these communities as well. Economic background, I also think, is very important consideration. So I think that we should move forward to set up the committee. I appreciate what Harrison is saying about having a town hall meeting. My concern about it, from what I've seen of these meetings, it really depends on who can pass the meeting in terms of which way the vote goes. So I think if we're going to go that route, we have to make sure that, in fact, it is a meeting and do the hard work, Harrison and others, of making sure that communities and grassroots communities are represented in that meeting. If not, it really becomes something else. I'm all for town hall meetings, I'm all for openness, but I think we also have to be realistic with what we have and move forward in a good way.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much. Jane. Question that you directed, you wanted them to answer now instead of having. All right, why don't you take a moment to respond, please?
Yes.
The answer was yes. I thought that was great.
A bullet question?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to Jane, please.
Covered my points. I just want one point that's concerning that David brought up. I just think that for just the people here of color to be the only recommendations, is that what you meant, David? Just people of color on this board would be the only people able to recommend?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Pardon?
I just said they'd be predominant.
Right. Okay. That's it. I don't need any more. Everybody said what I mean.
Thank you, Jane.
I'd like to say, I've heard a number of questions raised. I can verify that as of the 2000 census, the figures across the signal area match what you have pretty closely for 2002, and I did that work on the 2000 census. I think this board needs to take the bold step of saying our community needs assessment, needs to assess the needs of those communities that are not well represented. That at this point in time, we know what the predominant communities at KPFK need and want. We have to make some hard choices. We have a limited group and limited time. I say that a body, we reach out to those communities now that we have not reached out to in the recent past, and that we hear what they have to say about this. It would be a bold move for this body to go there. I would plead with this body that we find out what we are not hearing, that we find out what the needs are that are not being met. This community needs assessment cannot assess everything. We have to make choices, and that we make them in a positive and constructive direction.
And my apologies to you. I know that you're sorry. I spoke out. Tsunami.
I just want to speak primarily to the issue of diversity, and some folks raised the question of, does this group have to be consisting only of people of color? I think it does. I think it absolutely has to consist only of people of color. This body does not, but I think that the community advisory board does. Some folks raise the issue of freethinkers, atheists, labor movement, artists, musicians, gays, and lesbians. All of those people, as Margaret said, are present in communities of color. We have, you know, we can have black and brown artists, musicians, labor folks, gays, lesbians, etc. And I think that I would. There you go. I mean, today. Anyway, so I personally would like to see, I don't think it's enough for us to do voluntary outreach from our listeners, because I think the point of this is to diversify our listenership. And if we're going to look for volunteer nominations, it's assuming that our listenership itself is diverse, which I don't think it is, and most of us agree it isn't. I would like to personally see amazing people of color, radical activists who are based in their communities, who have as little to do with ADFK as possible, to be involved. I would be happy with 15, but no more, because the larger you get, the harder it is for groups of people actually do work efficiently. I personally am in favor of the 3-3-3 split between African Americans, Latinos, and Asians. I think it's a very good thing. It's not perfect. It's a good place to start. I really appreciate the spirit of solidarity that Judy and Bill decided they wanted to promote. One thing I would recommend is that we need to ensure that no less than 40% of the group are women, if possible, or just some quota. More. I would like 50. Oh, it's already 50. It's already. Never mind. So I think it's a good start. It's not perfect, in terms of perfect proportional representation, but I think it's a good place to start, and I recommend that we do it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm going back on my word. We're going to have to let the body. Yeah. Simone is next. Absolutely.
So we do a time check.
We're at time. But the chair recognizes our treasurer, Simone. Good.
Thank you. Speaking as the only African American representative here, I do want to echo what Sonali said. I do agree that what Bill and Julie put together in terms of the composition and the demographic work was a very good point of reference to myself and the CAF as a citizen. The objective of the CAF is to outreach to underrepresented and diverse groups of people that have not been people who have access to KPFK and KPFK, not right now. So I think that the CAB should be a diverse group. The composition should reflect the demographics in the study. I agree with that. And, the listenership is another issue as well. The listenership isn't right now as diverse as we would like it to be. And part of the reason is because enough diverse groups have not had access to KPK to provide them with, to provide the type of programming that people want to listen to that will be able to facilitate the type of diversification that we would want. to the community and targeting the underrepresented groups instead of just expecting that they're just going to come. We have to go out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bill.
So I want to say that I really appreciated this discussion. And I have to admit I came in with kind of a knot in my stomach, because we know that this is always the most difficult issue that this society represents, and we're no exception. So I really appreciate what I feel is very strong support from many of the members of the board, and most of the members of the board. I do want to say that the CAB is not the repository to solve all of these problems. You know, so I think we have to see it as kind of a bold effort on our part to try some new things that would get us, hopefully, the connection with some of the communities that we really need to continue the transformation of the station and to really, to really enhance what the station is doing. I think that's what this would do. The other thing is that I think once we decide, maybe Julie and I and some of the folks could work on something from this once the process is concluded. I think we should write up some summary of this that we should send out to the specific folks, because I think we're breaking some new ground here. I think we're breaking some important ground. And I think it's probably worth summarizing some of it, because I think with the stuff we've learned here, I think it's, speaking for myself, has really deepened, I think, my understanding of kind of this approach and what we're trying to get a hold of here. And I think it's very valuable, not just for us, but for Pacifica to understand. I do want to say that the majority of the communities that we recommended for the 3-3-3 are overwhelmingly working class communities. And so we really, all the criteria that we put in there that had come a lot from our last board discussion, we really feel that the representatives in those communities should represent primarily the majority in our communities. We don't want a bunch of lawyers and business people that may not necessarily reflect who the majority of our communities. You know, we want folks that understand what's going on with the restaurant workers, the people with empty bedpans, the folks that should be informing the programming that we have, enriching the programming that we have, and listening.
Thank you.
Eagerly to what we have.
Thank you. Now, this is what we're going to do. Unless someone appeals the decision of the chair, we're going to go to 5 speakers, then we're going to have a concrete motion that the board can act on. And then before the motion is acted on, we're going to public comment to hear from listener sponsors, then we're going to return to vote. So I want to cancel.
We have a motion to extend the time.
Yeah, all right. Is there a motion to extend the time?
I'm order. Do you have a time certain? 9:35.
Yes, we do. What time is it now?
Before tonight.
So we have a little bit of time.
We need
a motion to extend time, and it has to be time certain. So moved. For say 15.
No, 10 minutes.
No, that will accommodate the speaker.
I would like to move right now to a motion and to have debate on that motion. I think everybody has really spoken their hearts out.
Okay.
So I would like to have a motion, and I would like to move to approve this recommendation with the following amendment, and that is that the board, community advisory board.
Wait, excuse me. We don't have a motion that you can amend or alter.
Okay, yeah. Well,
so I think it would be more appropriate.
I'm going to make one earlier, but he wouldn't like it.
Yeah, we're not going to vote until we have listener comments. That's built into the. Let me explain. The chair would like to have a concrete motion which people like Jan can speak to and alter, but we cannot start altering something that's not on the table. It would be most appropriate, and I also want to say that Fernando Maria, Israel, Greece, and Nile will be the first people to speak to the motion because they're on my stack, and I want to respect the fact that they are being, they were very gracious and patient. So we have four or five people to speak to the motion. Are we prepared to present to the board a motion? It can be quite general, but we have to have also specific so we know what we're debating and voting on. We have to have a concrete motion. Okay, now I'm going to go to Israel's question on procedure. All right. One moment. The chair recognizes Israel, a question on procedure.
I asked a question earlier. I'm not in a position to answer that question because I think I've been informed of namely the exact wording, which is not too lengthy, of the requirements for the CAB. May I just read that now, not as a comment?
No,
only,
no.
Okay, the board is relatively aware of this information, but
I don't think so.
Well, okay. It would be appropriate if the task force makes the motion, and that would be Bill and Julie and Margaret. Their motion should be.
We have a couple of minutes to put it together.
Yes. Well, all right. We could move to listener comment before the concrete motion. That would be perfectly acceptable. Okay. So we'll move to agenda item 3, 15 minutes of public comment. Lawrence, do you have a list? Okay, and let's get the microphone for the listener sponsors.
John, I think we should have 30 minutes since we're not going to get to the other 15 minutes of listening time.
Okay. The board would have to alter the approved agenda. The agenda was actually approved at 15 with 15 minutes coming later after other board actions. So we take a concrete motion and a second to alter the agenda at this point.
I'd like to make that motion because I think otherwise we're going to be violating the bylaws requiring 30 minutes.
It's been moved and seconded that this public comment be 30 minutes instead of 15. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Yeah.
I don't see how you're going to get beyond this one point on the agenda.
Okay. Any other comment?
Leslie? We're not going to get past this item on the agenda, no matter what we do, if we have 30 minutes of listener comment, no matter where we put it. So I suggest we do it around this issue.
Okay, any further comments? Sure enough. And then we're going to go to Sally.
If they have 30 minutes, which I do support having it now, that, and we have a time certain for the 6A and 6B, we will have only 15 minutes to resolve the TAMP issue and the committee report. So that's not very hard to say. So we all realize that we will have only 6 minutes and are prepared to focus and deal with whatever motion Julie and Bill come up with. I said done 15 minutes.
Your question has been called. Is there a second? It's been moved to second. We call the question. You're not voting on the merits, but all the ending debate. Those in favor of calling the question, ending debate, raise your cards.
Take your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed. The question is called. Those in favor of making this public comment 30 minutes instead of 15, raise your cards.
This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed. It passes. I'm going to inform the listener sponsors that because of our time crunch, correct me if I'm wrong, is it 90 seconds? Should we assign someone else who can do the 90-second time? And I'm going to have to be very strict because we're running out of time. This is our major agenda item. Who can keep time so Julie is free to work?
I mean,
Niall can. Okay. The first call. we want to thank the public, the listeners' conference, for being here. And the first on the list, Bob Mendes. Bob.
Well, if anything underscores the lack of representation of my constituents and their exclusion from the airwaves of KPFK, here it is right here. I haven't heard animals mentioned once. I haven't heard vegans mentioned once. I haven't heard animal liberation mentioned once. The major causes in our society right now are ignored by the station here and ignored by the station on the air. It's been ignored since 2 years ago when I made my proposal to break animal liberation programming to KPFK. I gave Jane a copy of that proposal from 2 years ago. I don't know what the procedure is to get a show on the air or to get representation for, well, 2 years ago I applied for a show on the air. 2 years ago, that means 20 billion animals have been killed in that time. 20,000 million innocent lives. How about the pigs working at Farmer John's here, getting a throat slash for their job? How about the dogs and cats in the shelters getting murdered here? But nothing on KPFK. I don't know how to get a new show on the air. I went to Armando. He said to come to the board. As you know, I came to you last time. You all gave me the blank look like, what are you coming to us for? Well, now there was a listener taking phone calls during the front drive. He says, Armando, give Bob Mendes a show. He's really political. You got to get him on it. Well, he said, well, maybe after the election, we'll give him a temporary one. Does he have the power to give a temporary one after the election? Or do you give it? I want to be the poster child for how a listener gets a show on the air, especially on issues of this concern. I get 90 seconds for the animals, you know, on KPFK.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a person who's always trying to be a vegan, I really appreciate that. I think it is a good product. You see, however, there is one leg that is now beginning to want to have a lot of diversity in the committee, and that is the interim or independent program council meeting that will begin with reaching out to people, various communities, dark committee that will address these issues of how do you get a program on the air and various things like that, so that we will have a structure so that people aren't meeting with Armando in strange places or this or that. There will be a regular schedule that as a community of listener sponsors and the committee, which could possibly work as a program oversight committee as a part of it, would say, this is the procedure we would like to see happen. I am a potential programmer. This is what I would like to see. And all of them work together in each of their little groups. That's another potential for outreach for people of various communities to get together and formulate the program policy of KPFK to have a specific one. And so I want to bring that up and say, I believe you have been beginning to get your communications better, summertime, et cetera, and I appreciate that, and I have to accept that this is good. Keep going. And this team is hearing it. Great to have marriage. And that's number 35. We are human beings, and we must have compassion. We must look for the root causes of the violence and in ourselves and in others, and that could be with family members, so these are specific goals to address. And yes, there are differences on the outside, but we must connect our needs to our needs. Well, tomorrow, I will be out of the room. They don't fight anymore.
Thank you very much.
I'm a little unclear about how the process of nomination happens, and I'm concerned that nominations be open. I'm concerned that nominations not go through the bottleneck of the LSC then we need to approve, because that would just recreate the same problem, right? And so I hope that is not our proposal, right? That's very important. So that just turns it up ahead when you do it that way. I also want to thank you, the board, and I think you know who you are without being pointed out, for the flexibility that you've shown on some of these issues. Some of you actually touched on what I even wanted to say at F4P, like the flexibility, I wanted to acknowledge that. Also, you know, kids is always dangerous territory when we're talking about race issues. And I'm concerned about the overall underrepresentation of Chicanos and other Spanish-speaking indigenous peoples at KDFK. And I want to see Asian people, I want to see people from the Middle East included, I want to see as many people included as possible. But I'm also concerned that we not have a body that is 50% Asian and 1/4, you know, Chicano, and half the population of this city is Spanish-speaking. So I'd like that to be taken into consideration. I don't know if you guys, I can see my words. Part of the history is trying to put together this proposition, but that's part of the.
My faith, well, I've been patient long enough, and I truly want to see more of this, more of the cab field of the building, more concern on various communities here in Los Angeles, as well as San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, if possible. And that's all I got today, and I hope to see some progress. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say concerning this CAB, if it's going to have cloud power, any kind of ingenuity, I guess it shouldn't be done in a half an hour, you know what I mean? More time to get it, it's more heavily taken to do the intuitive consistency and any kind of power. And I want to also say that it's sad that we can't just rely on minorities in the room or ethnic people in the room to select who would be on this TAB, because a lot of ethnic people come here from different cultures where they're persecuted, then they come here and they start persecuting other ethnic people that live here. That's, the Stockholm Syndrome they talk about. When the victim of abuse adopts the trait of the perpetrator. So that's a shame. And I also want to say, what does it take to do a show on KPFQ? I got 90 seconds, right? I represent drug addicts and alcoholics. That's what I represent. And I guess I represent black people, I'm black.
Leonard.
And after Leonard, John Doe. After John Doe, Bobby.
I would urge this board to include at least one person of the white European minority in the city, if for no other reason than to teach at least one person how to function as a minority. I would also like to add to what Bob said here. We need political minorities, and we need environmental and nuclear activism. There is a huge environmental catastrophe approaching us, and I have not heard one word on KPFK about this.
I had the joy of agreeing with a lot of the speakers. Today we got a phone call from National saying, please call up on your signal fans. It's going to be Lonnie. It wasn't Lonnie Hicks. Our advocacy incorporation still stands. We haven't touched it. We have 5 members of the National Board. Whatever that is, our National Board, we're getting 20%, 19% of us because we support it. We're taking $20 away for every $100 we collect from our attendees. Or what? I was very delighted today that our signal went down and National didn't know. But I'd like to solve that in a very simple way, which is we need to complete the programming, which happened at the 4 o'clock show. They went on, none of the guests and such knew that the signal wasn't going out. They had a wonderful program. We'll probably rebroadcast it. We need to see this continuously on the web, independent of our transmitter. And National knew these things. Plus our listeners will have some idea of what's happening. Very simple technical issue. Something I'd like to see the board looking at. Frankly, I find the CAB to be a small group of people that work really hard and come back with a report that you guys are really uncomfortable with. And that I'm very uncomfortable with. That's the job of the CAB. Tax under everyone's seat.
Thank you. It's great to be here tonight. Nobody knows where AP is filled with the guy, but I know that their books are from right here at the Southern California Library. Your discussion tonight proves how difficult diversity is, and I'm here to talk to you about a voice that KPFK once proudly had and has lost. In 1983, APS United had a 15-minute canned dry man to different men in succession, reading an essay, and it went off. It started in 83. It lasted until 95, when a lot of shows were canceled. To this day, when I am at an outreach for Atheist United, I have someone come up to me and everybody, there's a crowd, say, why aren't you on KPSA anymore? And those people are not necessarily atheists. The majority are not. The atheist community, yes, is in all of the other communities, but people in minority groups are less likely to forward their atheism within the group. We can drain people from gay and lesbian atheists and feminists, African American atheists, Ateos and Nidos, and the various communities. We have two young men who are really great radio people who are going to talk to you next, and I think we can put together a really top quality show.
I'm not quite sure who Bobby was talking about just then, which is the two people coming to next, but possibly me. I wanted to echo what Bobby just said, and I also want to read a bit from Pacifica's mission statement, which is subsection D. Radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. To gather and disseminate information on the cause of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purpose of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. Now, I think you're all doing a wonderful thing with this CAA that you're talking about. I think also you should give Atheist a voice again on KPFK specifically because of this statement. I think it will help build understanding between the atheist and the community, something which unfortunately currently the generation is sort of lacking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity. One of the great things about the United States of America, I think, is religious freedom. The problem is a lot of people assume religious freedom to mean, well, some have religion, everyone, right? But religious freedom also includes freedom from religion. And I think that that's why it's important to have a free thought voice on the radio. It's not just important for those in the listening community that are free thinkers, atheists, agnostics, rationalists. It's also important for those who are perhaps religious without being affiliated to some kind of organized religion, who want to hear a different point of view, or even people who are affiliated with religions but also have open minds and want to hear another point of view. There's a lot that can be said about that, and I'm open to echoing what Monty Dan just said, but I think we're looking to get more of an audience than we might assume. There are a lot of people, because faith is often a personal issue, there are people who we don't know who will identify themselves with that kind of program. And thanks for the opportunity, we'd like to do the show.
Did that conclude?
Anybody else want to get on make a comment?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I want to just say, I was terrible forward to documents. We don't do it here, but I want to make sure that these documents are forward to both the GM and the program. Okay, now, what we want to do now is we're looking for a kind of certain agenda item. What time is it right now?
9:10.
Well, so actually, what we're going to do is we're going to honor the old Zach as the first speaker, and then we'll go to your Zach. Well, no, I'm going to of course, but she was talking about Zach. No, I know. Right now, we need something on the floor, so I'm sure we'll recognize Julie and Bill. Julie.
Okay, and we can go ahead and type this up here for you, because there are some changes, but basically what we're changing on the written number one, expanding it to 15 members as opposed to 12 members at this point, including a segment which discusses the nominations that the, well, I guess first of all, that the board appoint a committee comprised of, and I think that we figured in terms of the LSB that there's about 10 members that are considered people of color within the LSB, so comprised a committee of 10 members of which the people of color on the LSB will represent. To select and put more to slate for the CAD. The committee will solicit recommendations and nominations for listener sponsors, LSB members, and the community at large for nominations to the CAD. The committee will include the criteria listed in number two and all of the comments offered tonight. Specifically, there'll be additional three of these added will include Native Americans, Middle Easterners, Arabs, and Muslim communities, the homeless, geographic diversity, and other recommendations that were put forth. And then lastly, that the evaluation form as it stands will serve as a work in progress, and the committee will solicit feedback and suggestions for the LSB on a formal, formalized evaluation form.
That's your motion. I just wanted to say that 10 includes the motion, and I'm second.
Okay, sorry, this is a little, because I have it kind of segmented on my piece of paper. So, in keeping the goal of number one, but expanding the number of CAD members from 12 to 15 members, adding a section which states that the board will appoint a committee comprised of 10 people of color from the LSB to select and put forth a slate for the CAD. Next, the nominations for the CAD. In regards to nominations for the CAP, the committee will solicit recommendations and nominations from the sponsors, LSB members, and the community at large for the CAP. Next, that the committee will include the criteria listed in number two, as well as all of the comments offered tonight, specifically that the additional three seats added will give preference to Native American, Middle Eastern, Arab, and Muslim communities, the homeless, geographic diversity, and other recommendations. And lastly, that the evaluation form as it stands will serve as a work in progress, and the committee will continue to solicit feedback and suggestions from the LSB members before finalizing the form.
Okay, I think David has a point of information or a question.
Yeah, I didn't hear anywhere in there a definition of how the CAFIT members get finally selected.
Yes. For instance, are they brought to the LSB for ratification or how?
And then my bill originally introduced it, he mentioned two different ways of possible.
We're recommending that the committee attend the forward.
And the other thing is, you said that the board appoint, but you said 10 members, all of whom were people of color on the board, so
there would be
the
opportunity.
I guess that we would be authorized, so maybe I should change the language.
You said
that the board would appoint, the board
would
authorize the committee.
Okay, now, this is already considered a motion that has been seconded. Now, the chair is going to do this. I'm going to call on people who are on the last stack just in case they want to lead off this stack. And that stack is Fernando, Grace, Israel, Niall, and Maria. And then we'll go to the stack that they created. So the chair recognizes first Fernando.
I'd like to think that whatever I say is going to influence the vote in relation to what Julie just said. I know that we are leaving out the people who sell ice cream at the marketplace. I know we're leaving out the guy who sells flowers at the entrance on the freeway. The guy that sells CDs on the sidewalk in my neighborhood. We're excluding a lot of people. But, you know, we're famous for doing that. You know? But I must get out of my chest. The fact that I was a little bit appalled by some of the remarks that I heard here that, you know, all these people of color representing here when white people seem to be years after year after year in the history of Pacifica deciding everything for the people of color. And now all of a sudden, now, wow, people of color are going to be making this decision for us. You know, like, unheard of. You know, it reminded me of that commentary that Mark Schaub used to exclude all the nationalism except white nationalism. I was hoping that we don't go back to this again, right? Okay. So what I want to really say, yes, just to conclude my remarks, is that we're trying to correct a wrong here, you know. We just went to the Grassroots Radio Conference a few days ago, and it was very, very refreshing to hear people addressing the issue of racism. Not because a racist society as a whole disregarded affirmative action and Pacifica went silent and never really raised an issue after that, you know, like, but affirmative action is there, you know, for the legal system, therefore, I think we do a couple of absolutely redress here. We do a correction of wrongs, and I hope you vote towards that direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Israel.
I can't even vote for
this.
I can't support this in the form of this. It's unfortunate. It's so late today. I mean, the year. We could have dealt with this a month ago.
Yeah.
The way we deal with it is not in a rush now. We have a special meeting, even the whole day, to deal with it, as far as I'm concerned. So we can adamantly discuss it. From what I can read, you can all read for yourself what the CPD requirements are. But the confusion here, the heading of this, nothing personal here, the heading of the report says ad hoc committee of inclusion to KPFK. Did you hear me? But yet, it says we recommend a CAD and SAW members. Now, these are two different bodies. This is not nitpicking. The point is, the CAD should be representative of a larger, a far larger group than merely trying to redress the diversity of racism issue. It should be dealt with in this context, absolutely. But I think there's a mistake here, which is why I say neither the town hall idea, which Harrison put forward, nor the process here is adequate to deal with it. Now, I don't have the only answer. I think I have an answer I mentioned earlier, namely a random selection of one of the above. All of the listener members of KPFK, a voluntary pool from them after adequate notice. So you really have a fair selection. Plus, adding on, if you want, specific representatives for a group. I didn't want to listen to that. But there should be some representation geographically, demographically, and every other way of our larger listeners, actual listeners, and the potential listeners. And we have to deal with the matter of how they meet, should they go out of San Diego and Raleigh and so on. But we have to deal with this reality. Are we just LA? Are we just a particular grouping? And certainly have to address a number of issues if we want to meet the CAG requirements, which have to do with dealing with reviewing programming, reviewing the nature of the whole system process.
Thank you very much.
So I urge us to put the next one. Not to support this now, but to have a special meeting to deal with it and any other alternatives.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Ray Carroll.
I'll pass. I think that everything that I wanted to say has been said.
You are one of the most disciplined members of the Niall.
Well, I'm going to take 15 seconds to tell you a little story. I went to a party this week, and someone introduced me as being a member of the globalization organization. And this was a very diverse group of people that I had never met before. And someone said, "You're on the other team. Oh my gosh, you love KKK. Oh, it's amazing." And it was a gay couple that was Hispanic and Black, and they just started going off about how much they love KKK. And they just discovered it and sent them $300 in our last fund drive. And then some other people heard it, and the whole party turned into a discussion about KKK. And there were, maybe six people that knew about KKK. The other 60 people didn't know about it. And they all said, "I think that we have to change our channel. We have to change our channel." Everybody wanted to know where it was. So it should have been a commercial for KKK. I mean, it was so wonderful. And I just, we have to
breath of fresh air. I know that that's what happened to my boyfriend and I. When we heard it the first time, we happened to turn the channel, we were in the car, we heard Robert Griff being interviewed, and we went home, and it wasn't even a fun drive, and we gave him $500. Because we were just like, oh my God, there's, you know, there's a voice out there. So so I say this little story because the cab, I think what many of you have already said, has to reach out to new people. And one of the things that's on this kind of evaluation form is knowledge of KPFK. I don't think we need that. I think we need people that have never heard of KPFK. I think we need to grab people and educate them about KPFK because it's like a ripple in the water. You drop a little stone and it just goes out. So we need some more stones dropped all over the place because they're going to tell their family, their friends, their community, and they get more people involved. So,
thank you very much. But your time is actually up.
Okay, I have one suggestion only, and I like David's suggestion just on a change if we go through this motion. This does not have a specific number of 15 members, but maybe make it 12 to 24, whatever turns out to be a good mix.
Thank you very much. Sure.
Thank you. I really like what you guys are doing. It's really, really awesome. I know, I think it's fabulous, and I do think that a community advisory board that is dominated by people who have normally not gotten to speak and be heard from the community is a good thing. What my request is, first of all, I also support what Niall and David said, having a minimum and a maximum number, 12 to 24 is good. It doesn't have to be an exact number tonight, we could say something like that for the range. There are a few other things that are going to be left out in your criteria for the other members that I think we're going to speak of when we go home at night, and we're going to speak of tomorrow. And so if you could have a catch-all phrase that would cover that in this motion, I think that would be very useful to all of us as well. For example, I think it's vital that we include the academic community and the scientific community to be part of our advisory board. They usually have tons of material that we absolutely need. I'm sure they're shaking their head no because she is an academic. She goes, I have nothing to offer. Middle Eastern, I'd like to have it phrased Middle Eastern / West Asian because it gets a little confused, if that's okay with you guys. I think Ed said arts and labor. I don't know if you were here. I don't think I didn't hear that, but it might have been there. But academia and sciences, definitely. And there are going to be others that we think of could be just to attach off of that. And animal rights, of course.
Thank you.
I do think that the environment and the animal community should be one of the things that should be considered.
Okay. Now, at this moment, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on our stack. That would take us to 5 minutes to go before we have a time certain here. So, the chair recognizes, you want to be on the stack, right? Yes, all right, definitely. All right. We're going to close the stack right now, and the body will have to decide if they are going to add to this. And this is the stack, so you can be prepared. Margaret, David, Alan, Sherna, Terry, and Leslie. Let's go to Margaret, please.
I wanted to address some of the concerns raised by some of the listeners. There was some concern about the town hall meeting, and I wanted to clarify that because I think we must have town hall meetings, but town hall meetings are vital. And I think that not only must we have a town hall meeting, but we must do them differently than we do when we hold these meetings in particular communities. And absolutely no outreach is done to really ensure that more than the usual suspects are here. I agree with Niall and what has been said in terms of reaching out to new listeners, and some of us are trying to do that. That's one of the reasons Marie and I have worked so very hard to organize the event on Saturday night in the Leimert Park area. It is more than a fundraiser. It is also membership outreach. It's a presence in a community that hasn't happened. So I think in addition to what we say, we also have to take these kinds of concrete actions and make sure that we are, you know, reaching new people and voices and those communities that have have been underrepresented, but I don't want to give the impression in any way of opposing a town hall meeting. My concern is, and I guess as a women's rights activist, we always have to be practical, is there comes to be a time when we look at the time frame that we have, where we look at how this board has functioned, where it has been very difficult until now. Many of us have tried to discuss this issue, and it hasn't, but now we are in a time crunch that has got to be dealt with. And people of color on this board, many of us are from the very communities from which we're speaking, are really now trying to come up and propose a way forward that would really take all of these considerations, given the fact that it's not an ideal time frame. And I think that we should support it, I think we should move forward from it, and I think we should learn from it in terms of what we do in the future and how agenda items on the board goes. But I did, a few people in the audience raised, and I don't think it's that people, listeners should raise things and then not get a response in terms of what we're thinking on the board. I appreciate your concerns, I share your concerns, and I think we're really trying to do the best we can with the board that we have and in the time frame that we have, but ideally it is not the best way to move forward.
Thank you, Margaret. And I also want to point out that we are mandated to have town hall meetings, so we must have don't get excited now. We're going to continue here.
First of all, this is not the last time that the CAP creation process will be looked at. Obviously, the committee is going to come back with further details because it's underdefined right now. Also, this year is just the first year of it, so we'll look at what happens and may revise it. On the question of the composition of the committee, I recall that Terry has posted things talking about some of his indigenous heritage as well. He may have white skin privilege. But the other thing is, if we're talking about a spirit of inclusion, I do think that there should be an inclusion of some Euro-Americans on that committee, and that I don't think it would be inappropriate to say up to a quarter, to say that it should be exclusively people of color. I personally feel very alienated by it, although I understand the issue of white privilege, white power, white supremacy, all those issues. Yet the Euro-American community is a part of the community of KPFK, so I don't mind being in the having that sector represented in the smallest proportion of it, but I do think it should be included.
Thank you, David. And Alan?
There was some noise around me. Were you saying that in terms of the committee that is doing the outreach and selection, or in terms of the actual CAB? There was some noise around me, Ms. Lisa.
No, in terms of the committee from our body that's going to do the work to put the candidates forward for the board, I think I should include some people of your American descent.
Sorry, so on the clarification, I couldn't hear that there's some noise around me. Whatever, I was trying to listen to Dave. I very much appreciate what Margaret said in terms of the fact that this is taking place in a very condensed amount of time. And I do have a lot of faith in the people who will be on the committee in terms of getting people who will serve the CAB well. But I really did want to echo what Harrison said earlier about inreach as opposed to outreach, and I really just don't have any concrete proposal to that effect, but it was just maybe something to take into consideration to try to, somehow reach people who, all of what Niall said, and again what Harrison said, the fact that we're selecting people who, likely that we'll be selecting people that we already know, being inside KPFK, so many familiar faces, and so many, many, many millions of people in Southern California who aren't among those familiar faces. The other thing is, again, my understanding then is there will be a few seats on the CAB that will not be, mandated among the three, three, and three. So there could, for instance, if you ended up with four or five strong representatives from the Latino community, my understanding is you could end up with five members from the Latino community on the board. Is that correct or incorrect?
Yeah, I think we're looking at a minimum.
Okay.
In terms of the numbers that we recommended. But I think, again, we're looking for as much diversity as possible. And so, that's obviously going to be heavily weighted to what the
other thing is. We're running out of time, folks. The we're going to have to keep moving here because we still have three speakers. So we have a concrete. Yeah. What time is it now?
9:35.
Okay. The question has been called on this motion. Was there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. The question has been called and seconded on the motion that was presented. Remember, you're not voting on the merits. You're simply at this point voting to close debate and go to a vote. How many support the call of the question? Raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,